Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If your face didn't have them, it'd be weird though, wouldn't it?
I went to, yeah, but it's, I feel like Homer Simpson now. It feels like this is where it's the outline of my beard. That's exactly what this is now. And it's all I can see. And my knee wrinkle. Anyway, I'm having a breakdown, obviously. Yeah, I just need to take a day off. That would be nice.
I thought you got the period.
And I did. I did.
Are we back to the pact again? So it's like driving off a cliff. Go on. Sponsored by Skoda. Go on anyway.
I went to a tan event last week with So Sue, right?
She didn't invite me to that one.
Very exclusive.
Kept the trowel in the closet for that
Loved
one.
Loved it. I was like, Sue, I will be there. Because I've known her for years.
Yeah.
And
go on, you talk about this now. Then I have questions to ask.
Okay. Yeah. So walked in anyway. Lovely evening. Really good crack. Fantastic. But we're talking about tan at one stage. Yeah. At a tan event, yes. Unsurprisingly. And looking at all these women who, it's like it's painted, it's so perfect. There are no patches, there are no blotches, there is no dry skin. Yes. Like you could water slide down these women. They are so glowy and shiny.
Yeah.
And then Sue turns around and she goes, yeah, but you know what, Maren? You wouldn't suit fake tan. Like, it wouldn't look right in you. And I was like, Sue, I've got it on right now. And she went, all right. But she was like, Jesus, what are you like with a fake tan on? I don't think she remembers what blue Irish people look like. She's just, you're tanned.
You wouldn't suit it.
She was just
shade.
Like, and I thought, I was going in there going, I think I look a bit too dark now. I was going in there. I was putting tan on in the car before I went in. And I was like, I'm looking very... Jeez, I want to take it down a notch. She was just like, you've actually got though. There's something wrong with you, girl. Like,
she thought you were a little natural girl.
She thought that I was completely and utterly natural.
Now, were you all... Okay, a couple of questions.
Go for it.
Were you all hammered?
No.
I saw the... I only recently followed SoSumi Cosmetics because I was doing a thing there.
Yeah.
And I, you know the way you sometimes you're like, oh, I actually don't follow.
Yeah.
So I saw... I saw all the bits from your exclusive event.
Mm.
And you were giving it socks with the napkins, kind of like a wedding. And I was like,
we decided to do a 3 o'clock Claire wedding in the middle of Dublin at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you all looked hammered, but come here to me. So, full honesty.
Yeah.
I saw the picture of the gang he is.
Is there one? Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't look at any pictures.
Yeah, yeah, no. You did. Did look like someone who didn't wear fake tan. You did.
Did I stand out? And I mean, I put on an extra Charlotte Tilbury flawless filter shade to be like, I better put on a little bit more
I knew by look. I knew that you're not going to rock up to that event without putting a bit of thought and effort into your look. The pressure's on.
Well,
come
now,
on.
To be fair,
let's be real.
I went to sleep because remember I was living in the suburbs, so I woke up going, "Oh God, I got to get into town because I can't just walk into town. You got to plan these things."
You constantly do. How do you keep going? How? Because I saw you at the Barbie thing. You went off to Slattery's after.
You did.
You were in work then. Then you're off the fucking town event. I was like, I know for a fact she doesn't do coke. How is this all happening? How?
I am not. That's not a joke. I do not. Absolutely
you don't.
Not.
Never have. No. Never will. I'm like, what the fuck's going on with you?
I don't know. Someone gave me melatonin today. They dealt me a little bit of melatonin today. My mother gave me a sleeping pill. So, you know, it helps.
What's melatonin?
You know, the American melatonin. So the way we have the magnesium, everyone's going on about the magnesium here to get you to sleep.
Yeah.
Get your sleep. And the American melatonin from CVS, you know, the pharmacies over there, people go, it's all natural, but people go wild for it. So a friend of mine who does take sleeping pills, she's like, these things are way better than a full sleeping tablet. So I'm going to try one of those tonight.
You know? Oh, so you're on drugs. Okay, grand.
Well, no, I'm just trying these things out because I haven't been... I've taken the old trying to sleep seriously in the past 3 months. It was good when I'd given up the sugar. I could sleep then.
Are you still off? Like, it's all
No,
go.
I'm not off the sugar.
Okay.
No, I'm not off the sugar. But I needed
it's,
that.
It's hectic.
I like to go out. If I've got a plan to go out, I want to go out. And then when I want to sit inside, I want to sit inside and I'm never going to respond to your phone call, your voice message or your text message. I'm just not going to talk to anyone for 3 days. And that's how my life works. And that's how I like it. Whereas you're constantly voice noting on the go, always surrounded by people. I'm like, no, I'm in my Eeyore phase now. I won't talk to most people most days for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I realise I do get a good bit of contact from you.
You do. But I did shine bright like a diamond, I think, amongst that. I was quite, you could spot the woman who didn't know how to put on fake tan. In that.
Yeah, I mean, you looked.
I had a feeling.
You looked great. You looked polished. You did look like a plus one. Imagine if you'd brought me. Imagine. Would have been like fucking make a wish. People would be like, what the fuck is wrong with your one? Imagine me rocking up with the dry shampoo head. Hey, Sam. Come here. How the fuck do you put on fake tan? Imagine.
No, they definitely.
They would have beaten the shit out of me.
They definitely would have started ordering drinks off you. Like,
it would have been like yellow, what, you know, yellow coats. Who's the one we're going to fucking eat? We're going to eat
yellow
her.
Jackets?
Or yellow jackets, yellow coats. That's something else. That's something from the 1970s, isn't it? The thing about Butlins.
Heidi High.
That's what I'm thinking. No, it's not Heidi
High. You are
high.
Jumping around the decades here. Are you a bit sleepy? Do you need some sleeping pills?
I could do. I'm in a bit of a manic episode. I'm not sleeping my full night sleep.
How long is your full night sleep?
I'm getting about 5 hours solid now and I know I need more. I am. Well, I know you live on less all of the time.
I stayed up watching Eeyore until 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday and I was like, I should go to sleep because I've got the All-Ireland and I have to be at someone's house at 12.
What?
I love those days. It's like you're having a sick day and there's no consequences and you can stay up as long as you want. Now, clearly my partner thinks there's something wrong with me. I rarely do it anymore. I used to do it all the time.
Yes.
But he comes out of the bedroom, you know, the slidey door.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock. And he's like, are you going to, like, are you just going
to
stay on the
couch? Does he come out the slidey door and do the walk to the left as well?
He comes out the slidey door. When he shows his outfits, when he's trying on his new underpants, he goes to the left or to the right. Right when he's trying new pants, left when he's trying new socks.
Boxer briefs. you said underpants. I didn't. You said that.
Easy breeze. Hello and welcome to
Easy Breezy. Okay, another thing.
My name is Maureen O'Connell.
I'm Emma Doran.
And this is the podcast where we contribute to but not add value in any way to the conversation.
Thank God for that.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Because you, and I didn't ask you this over the weekend. I asked almost every other mother I knew in my life, but I left you out of it. I was like, I don't want to. I don't want to deal with her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because she'd start whoog off straight away.
Probably would have, yeah.
So, having the babies these days comes with so many presents. So many gifts that yes. I'm kind of going, what's going on? So normally, I'd buy a present for everything. And then a really...
Except my birthday would go on anyway.
I really go, oh, I forgot that again. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me? It's not like I can lose it in my house. It's right there.
I gotta keep bringing it up because you brought up last week. One on air. Still no signs. Keep it posted. DMs open.
I wouldn't be surprised if I've used it. No, I haven't. Just because I bought two of them. So come here to me.
Yes.
And then a friend of mine was like, you're not getting a christening present. You got them a present when the baby was born. You're going over to the house, bring a bottle of wine and a card.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
And I was like, no, definitely have to bring a present. And she was like, did you get the baby a present before? So I think I got the baby, like the baby shower present, then a present when they were born. And then a christening. Now, I don't, the person whose christening I was going to does not want anything. She's very anti this. She didn't want a present when the baby was born. She has. So got the present, got the wine, brought it over. She's like mortified. She's like, you don't give a present for a christening. What are you doing? What are you, like, we're doing this to get the kid into a school, you know?
Yeah.
They're probably not going to see the inside of a church until you're giving us the 50 quid for their communion.
Yeah, so, which fucking riles me, but that's the story for another day.
What are you doing here? I know that it's not a story for another day. You talk about it all the time.
Oh, I haven't even gotten into it, guys. My frustrations with that topic.
So my thing is, and then I asked people on Instagram and a lot of people were like, oh, maybe bring a voucher for the mama and something small for the baby. I was like, that's an even bigger present than what I was planning to bring in the first place.
Okay, first of all, if there's people in your DMs saying the word mama, they need to be fucking blocked. Straight off. You can fuck off with your hubbies as well. Blocked.
I will. I can't handle the hubby thing. No.
Smallies, see you later. They're your fucking kids. Blocked.
A kid is a goat, though. Some people have an issue with kids as well. I remember distinctly one day listening to the radio to some fella. There was a woman on being like, ah, yeah, you know, when you've got the kids. And he went, kids are baby goats. Is that what you think your children are?
Oh, sure,
and
girl.
I wanted to punch news my talk, fist. True. Oh, she's calling out radio stations now.
Just thought of the station as a whole.
All right, yeah. And it was, is your child a baby goat? I was like, So anyway, yeah, smallies.
Smallies. The presents thing.
Yeah. Now, and I know we do, I know we've done this before, but the christening thing is something
I think when it comes
into.
To the babies.
The babies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they don't have a clue.
I think, personally, I give a present for when the baby is born. I try to get something for the mother as well. So the baby present, sorry babies, I don't get the outfit. I just get like a packet of baby grows.
Go
on. Because I always found when I had babies and people got me the cutie outfits, you don't put them on the kids because you're changing them however many times a day. You're undressing them to do their nappies and all that. Like a 3-piece suit is not fucking practical on a newborn.
Can I ask you, because the present, I always give the same present to close friends.
Oh yeah, what do you give?
So I go into one of those fancy friend shops and I buy, it's like a bathrobe. It's a towel, it's blue and white striped, like terry cloth. It'll do them from when they're small all the way up until they're two. And I want one myself. So I buy that
for the baby.
For the baby. It is so cute. No? Is it never going to be used?
It's never going to be.
No way! I've bought that for so many close friends.
I just had so many towels. You know the towels that like you pop in their head? It has a little triangle at the top and you pop their little heads in it and you kind of swaddle them up in the towel.
Oh yeah.
A dressing gown for a baby.
It's not. It's kind of like that. It's not like he's Hugh Hefner. He's not going to whip out a fag and start objectifying women. That's not the vibe of the dressing gown.
I'm just having a kind of a, you know, loungy Sunday afternoon. I'm going to read the papers. Leave me dressing gown on. Stick me in the playpen there. Let me chill. It's not getting used.
It's not like I'm running around to centre. I'm just running around to centre. Throw on the house coat. No, I'm not that sort of baby. It's not like a dress. It's a towel.
Yeah.
Just a big French towel. I don't know why it's posh or because it's French.
You're getting the baby a posh towel.
Yeah.
Say it out loud.
I do. I get a baby a posh towel. It's a very posh towel. I'm going to go back to all these people that I bought it for. And B, have you used that? Because I'm just so proud of it as a present.
I would wonder.
Oh, I'll have to get the answer to that. If anyone of my friends don't listen to this, they're not going to tell me.
It's a towel with sleeves. Is this? What is it?
It's a towel. Just going to take a little pause here. I want to show it to you.
Okay. Oh, you have it?
No.
Oh, fine. I thought you had it. You're like, I wouldn't put it past you. Yeah, just go into a baby shower after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So yeah.
That's what it's from. Jacadie.
Do you know what? No, it is. It's actually good because I remember I got some sort of towel thing like this. And it starts off gigantic. And then they had it until they were like about four.
It's kind of like a wanky towel dry robe.
Yeah. You know what? In fairness, yeah.
For a small little child.
Yeah. No, no. Do you know what? I take it back. I was just being a bitch. It is a good present.
Okay.
It just sounded like it was like a robe thing.
I think I have bought robes as well.
Percy, the dressing gowns for me, when they're small, are absolutely pointless. But sure, look, none of it matters anyway because sometimes you can get the nicest thing from people for your baby and it gets put in a drawer because it's like there 2 months and it's for 6 months. And then you're like, fantastic. And then you see it again in 8 months time. You're like, oh, Christ, I totally fucking forgot about that thing.
What about those wonderful women? Because a friend of mine did have it all hung up. The outfits before the baby was born, things that she'd gotten or been given to her via age. Now, I have never seen that child in anything but a baby grow. Never seen pants on him. He does. I'm just like, all the work she put into it. And she was like, oh, yeah, then I had the child. Absolutely.
That was her first child.
It was her first child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best of intentions.
She'd have loads of intentions about all sorts of stuff.
Okay. Okay.
You know, you've all these plans and the next thing you're trying to hand a baby who can hardly sit up a fucking iPad. Do you know what I mean? You're like, go on, have a look at that.
So all I got from a lot of friends is the baby grows with the zips in them, best thing ever. And then you say, get something for the mam.
Get something for the mam if you can. So because, like, well, any old thing, anything that she likes or some, you know, I'm talking, I suppose, smelly face, that kind of thing. Because it when you have your own child, then the presents for you kind of dwindle. Yeah, so what? I don't feel like, personally, I don't feel my friends need to get my children presents.
Yeah.
For birthdays, for Christmas, nothing like that. I don't feel like they need to put that on themselves. I think, yeah, if you want a gift, like if you want to see the baby, you have to have a gift under your arm. That's the rules.
At any stage.
So the first meeting.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to get in there early and get a sniff and...
The baby born present.
Yes.
What about when the baby is still wandering around inside a womb?
The baby shower present.
There we go. I hate to even say the term. I hate it.
I'll tell you, I had a baby shower for Ella.
Did you know? This is... Have we talked about this before? Because this is very surprising.
No one was more fucking surprised than I was.
Why'd you do that?
Well, I didn't plan it.
Oh.
Neither did my mother. A friend of mine did it for me. And I think at the time she thought it'd be something nice to do. But of course, I was going to a baby shower with all my mates who A, didn't have babies and probably wouldn't be having any for another fucking decade. So I was just kind of sitting there like the entertainment or something. And all I wanted to do was just like ride out the end of my pregnancy in a fucking wardrobe or something. And you play the game.
What games did you play?
You play things like you measure the bump and guess how big it's going to be or some shite. Baby shower games. You're not drinking, so people are like, oh, we better force some fun here.
Oh, you see, when I think of baby shower, I just think of all my friends getting drunk. And then that poor pregnant person just sitting there going, hey, how's it going?
And did you just do presents?
Yes.
So what, practical baby stuff?
Practical baby, like, I remember for some people there has been a proper pre-bloody present, because you have to bring something, so yes. A baby shower present. Then there's been a proper present for the baby. And then if you're invited to the christening, there's another proper present.
Look, I think a baby shower is a great idea if it's a couple or a person who's having a baby who perhaps isn't, how would you say, like say I was, if I'd had a baby shower where they were giving me, if it was family members giving me baby stuff, yeah. Good idea, because I wouldn't have been set up to buy the stuff myself. But I think if somebody is set up and they have the wherewithal to get their own steriliser and to whatever, I think baby shower, not been much.
But in Ireland, you can't be expecting people, because isn't that the idea in America? You shower the baby with gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
And people register for gifts, and then you've got people going off, like friends going off buying, which I find weird in America, when bridesmaids have to buy their own goddamn bridesmaids' dresses, that they do this baby shower thing, where you register for, like, I want a breastfeeding pillow or something.
Yeah.
And... you know, that could be something like €100. I'm like, no one can be expected to buy that unless it's friends clubbing together going, we'll get her that if that's what she wants. But that's your present then. That's the baby's present.
But you see, it's starting to seep in now.
It is seeping in. It's totally seeped in. The consumerism is off the scale.
What if when people in Ireland start getting professional photographs for engagements, it's done.
We've gone too far.
We've gone too far. The only time that should be done. Now, this is going to sound really morbid, okay? But the only time that should be done is if one of them is dying. Is that fair enough?
No, I
professional don't. Professional photos of staring at a fucking ring? No.
If they want to do it, what harm?
It fucking pisses me off. It annoys me when I'm annoyed. It's just too much. I mean, obviously, I don't really care whatever anyone does. But it's just like, oh, fuck off.
What about the argument about it being a circular economy? More people are employed. They can do what they love rather than having to do jobs that they hate because people
don't
are going
show
off.
Them to me. Don't show them to me. Stick them up in your house because I'm never going to be visiting you. That's fine. Don't. Post it.
Can you send me my phone there? I'll show you my engagement.
Did you get professional? No, you didn't.
For God's sake, are you mad? Oh, come on.
Exactly.
I shouldn't even tell anyone I got engaged.
Come on. If your friend got engaged and had a professional fucking photo shoot, engagement photo shoot.
But it's a different generation.
Get a photo, but like a professional photo shoot?
It's a different generation because you got to remember that in this world, there are people whose lives are online, right? And they're creating this content. And for that, they have to do the whole Molly Mays, the whole to do something. Tommy Fury.
I'm not getting you a present when you get engaged. Not a hope.
You're not giving someone a bottle of wine?
Bottle of wine's not a present though, is it?
Okay, thanks. Because I just think, give people the bottle of wine. Give them a bottle of wine. Congratulations, you've done
bottle
it.
Bottle of wine is a hello, how are you?
You don't, as someone who worked in the gifts department of Roach's stores, Do not get people sentimental presents for moments like that, especially for christenings. I swear to God, the amount of christening gifts that we got back saying, please say this was bought here. And I will never forget one woman going, I can hardly keep my teeth in my head. Why do I want a box for my baby's teeth? Take the it back. Box, take it off me.
The box for the baby teeth is baffling to me.
It's
that
a
I would,
it's
I
like know, Yahtzee.
I'd keep a box of like 8 or 9 teeth in my bedside locker of my fucking child. I left it on my bed. I had a tooth from Joe. Joe at the moment is losing teeth like there's no tomorrow. Right?
Well done, Joe.
He's losing, but it's like the tooth is coming down. The old tooth is like just popping out of his head. He's 10 now. And now he's getting into his own where he's very casual about it. And he's expecting the cash. Okay. And one night,
because Tommy and him share a room.
They share a room.
And Tommy's younger.
He's 8 and he's getting annoyed. He's like, I'm not losing any teeth. And I was like, you will. You'll lose more.
Can I butt in here for a second? I know, I don't mean to butt in.
Yeah.
Is Joe very old to be losing his teeth? 8, 10.
But there's new ones coming down, so I assume it's all good.
I know, but were we not, everyone had, when we got our communions done, when we did our communions at 7, like, it looked like...
Are you saying something about
it looked like then? Everyone had been in the wars because everyone was smiling and most of the class had lost their teeth.
Are you telling me my kid has grown fangs?
Is he a vampire?
No, he's lost those ones. He's lost the main ones that you lose around that age. But he's losing other ones now.
The other ones, okay.
Yeah, like kind of ones that are a little bit further back and stuff.
Lads, she got so competitive there for a second. Are you saying something
it happened
about
me,
my child?
It happened me though. I was losing these kind of random teeth.
Yeah.
Once I got older.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, you know, I'd done my time with the tooth fairy.
Mm.
But if she came along, no harm.
How are you?
How are you?
They're not the most important, you know, they're not the male royal family. They're not the ones who go on the balcony.
No.
But they're, you know, they're the shameful uncle in
the
press.
Do you know what? In fairness to the tooth fairy, she had kind of forgotten about it as well because he was being so blasé about it. So she wasn't kind of hearing him and she forgot.
Of course.
One night. So then we were saying, why don't you leave it on the windowsill tomorrow night? I was like, she must have gotten delayed. And she came back.
Or you were sleeping lightly and she didn't want to.
She came back the next night.
Did she? Isn't she ready to make the round trip? Yeah.
And she left money on Joe's windowsill. But Joe didn't say anything to me about her.
Mm.
He kept that to himself. So, I don't know.
He didn't like come down extolling her virtues for being like.
No.
Imagine how much she had to spend and fuel this expensive. And she came back to Rathfarnham, fair play to her. Didn't say a word, no.
Didn't say a word. I thought it was very strange.
And I'm just wondering, what's she giving as a going rate at the minute?
Fiver.
A fiver? Because I know someone who said recently, do you know what, Mammy? She's great, but I'll take the Taylor Swift ticket. And Mammy was going, will you now? Well, Taylor doesn't really, I don't think she's got a contra or a barter account with Taylor Swift.
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't have been in touch with her for a good few years.
But it's not, they don't have that sort of barter thing set up, you know.
No.
She doesn't want to be going before an Oireachtas committee. So I think the Tooth Fairy just deals in money. Like that's her,
it's mostly cash. The odd time I've heard of her Revolut and kids and stuff like that. But she has. Honest to God.
She's real up to date.
Yeah, she's been Revolut.
Is she?
Yes.
So she's serious. Like when Revolut got the Irish IBAN, she was like, amazing. Life changing.
Yeah, yeah. No, she has been. It's never happened in my eyes. The one that comes to us is like, I mean.
She's old school.
She's not always organised, but she's not a complete, like, whatever. But yeah.
But no, she's like cash money, better for the kids. Learn a bit. You know, they'll learn the value of money.
Mm. But I think. Yeah, not a fan of baby showers. Like, look, if it's my mate's baby shower, absolutely, I'll go along and get pissed and whatever. But you just feel sorry for the second, third child that follows that doesn't get this fanfare.
So
I think, you know,
a friend of mine who is a mother to 2 children.
Yeah.
She is very strong. And I mean, when anything comes up about baby showers, she gets really annoyed.
Okay.
But she's like, okay, on the first, if you want to see your mates, because you're not going to see them for 4 years.
Yeah.
If you want to see them beforehand.
You're certainly not going to remember if you
do
anyway.
That's lovely. Yeah. And she was like, I'm going to come along and I'm going to stay for 2 hours. Then you're all going to go out. That's great.
Yes.
I'm going to have a bit of a chat. You can start your drinking, but I'm not putting up with you after 2 hours. I do not want a present. If a present comes through the door, I won't be talking to you. That was it. She's quite strong. And then she went, when she was on her second, she went, absolutely not happening. The first child gets it, and that carries over for all possible children you could ever have.
Yes.
She's like, it's transferable. It's transferable good vibes.
I think what you do, I think what parents do is you get photographs. I've only copped this down recent years. Do you remember looking at photographs with your mother of, like, you know, baby, and her going, now, is that you or your brother? I don't know which baby that is. She knows damn well. It was the eldest every fucking time.
Because there's no photos.
Were they my shoes? Was that my football from when I was a kid? Don't remember it. What?
Was that my little penis running around as I've got no nappy on? Yeah. No, I don't think so.
That's weird. Me in the bath with a penis. That's strange. No, they do. This is total. It's total lies. Yeah. They've loaded stuff from the first one. And then after that, it's all like,
whatever.
You don't. So you just kind of blur. You try and blur all those memories together.
So one response that I got in relation to the christening was, you know, put money in the card. And my thing is,
for christening, I'm not, fuck off.
See, I'm not going to put money in the card because unless the human can spend it, I'm not going to give them the money. And someone said, I know it's very handy, you know, if you have a few bills. Because I'm assuming any money that's given to a child through a parent for the first few years of their lives, that child, it's not going into Henry Hippo.
It's not. I can say now. Okay, look, my grannies, when they were alive, often would have given me money for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
That went into my wallet.
And that
is where it stayed until I spent it.
Until you bought vape juice.
Well, look, the way I looked at it was, if they were giving me a tenner for my kid, I was like, I'll get her back. I'm going to be giving her money. It's not going to be this tenner, but it's going to be another tenner.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be spending money on her regardless. So
she doesn't know what her thumbs are. I'm going to take this tenner. I'm going to take one for the team.
Look, I know you do this thing of like opening a post office account for your kids or whatever. But I think the real lesson is them opening the account themselves then. Mm. When they can walk and talk. And they can feel and touch the money. Yeah? You can't give a tenner to a baby. He'll eat it. It's safety. It's safety.
Okay. Thank you. So to all parents, and I would assume if I give money to, I just thought it was quite refreshing of the woman to say, you know, going towards the bills, but that she said you should do it to give towards the bills. I was like, ah, hold on. Any money that I give to a child, I know that child isn't getting it. I don't expect
the boys would get, when they have their birthday parties, they get a card and they get cash from all of their classmates. There are no presents.
Mm. But it's very complicated because no one in the world wants to come off as stingy. You don't want to come off as stingy.
No.
Like you're falling all over yourself to be, oh, I'll get that. I'll get that. But dinner for someone the other night. Why? Why did I buy dinner for someone the other night? We were both going out to meet just for a bite to eat. I'll get it. Don't worry about it.
I know. And
what
it's
am
coming
I doing? Don't want to be seen as stingy.
You can hear it's kind of outer body. You can hear it coming out of.
And you want to put the words back in your mouth as though it is a speech bubble in a cartoon. You're like, why am I doing this? Why am I? No. It makes everything awkward. You go halves. Let's just leave it at that.
But even I was in a pub the other night and the barman said to your man in front of me, he said, that's however saying which it was. And he goes, can you split that bill? And I could feel myself go, and it was totally normal. He was just with somebody and they wanted to split the bill.
Oh, no. Was this just getting two drinks?
Well, no, it mustn't have been because it was 20 something or, you know.
Yeah, so that's two drinks.
Oh, yeah.
I love the way she never goes out and doesn't know what things cost when you go on a night out. So that's two drinks, Emma. So essentially.
And I buy drinks. I just don't.
You just don't go out.
No. If I buy drinks, I don't look at the price. I make that real with myself.
So that's two drinks. So that's someone getting in a round and being, we're splitting the whole night because someone's buying gin and tonic and someone else is having a pint. No. I do not agree with that going around.
Hang on now. There's different rules for alcohol for Mirren now, lads. Sorry, we've got to...
I'll buy everyone a drink because I just want everyone drinking.
I was just going to say, yeah. No. If you want to see her generous, get her in a pub because then it's go time.
If you want to know about parental issues, we'll talk to Emma. If you want to know about etiquette in a pub, come to me.
Yeah.
So that's just why...
No, 20 euro. That's 4 drinks, isn't it? But it did. I didn't even know them. I wasn't even making eye contact with them. But I was like, ew. The atmosphere changed for me. I was like, ew, get away from me, yous.
And I just wonder if the atmosphere changed for them. If someone went, well, we're standing here beside each other. We're clearly going to have 2 drinks. So you get the first drink, I get the second drink. Or was there someone there going, well, I'm getting a cheaper drink than you, so I want to split this bill. And if that's the case, my insides want to turn outside right now and I'm cringing.
Yeah.
No, that's not what you do. You get the person whatever drink they're having.
I know.
Yeah. And then if you decide I'm done, go after 2 drinks.
So what we're saying is gifts, unnecessary, get one for when the kid's born, then happy days. But if it's drinks, keep fucking buying them until there's no more drinks to buy. That's what we're kind of saying.
I can't believe how much I went into the mic on that as well. I was like, hold on a second here now. There's nothing stingier than a non-round buyer.
Is there any gifts that are like you would have been better off not given a gift? Like I got a stress ball before for a present.
Makes sense. Like...
Anyway, do you know what all babies love?
If you give me the answer to this, I'm really going to appreciate it. Go on.
Never fails. Tickets to come and see me. I'm going to be in...
Oh, the self-promotion.
Ivy Gardens all this weekend. Yeah, I'm making a jaunt down to Galway on Saturday. Then I'm going to be in the Abbey Tavern. I'm going to be Fires in Limerick. I'm going to be in Vicar Street and somewhere else. And it's going to be great. And babies, love me. Thanks.
This podcast...
comedy.com.
This podcast is purely for your self-promotion.
What do you want to promote?
I don't.
Wearin is available for tan events to be the pasty one. If you just want to show off how good your tan
is. Yes. To be fair.
Invite her for a bit of a contrast.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's really good, isn't it?
My name is...
You're Mairean O'Connell.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Emma Doran.
Sorry. I have been Mairean O'Connell.
I've been Emma Doran.
And this was...
And Another Thing.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.